Olaoin Riley, independent councillor for Ballymun Finglas. Good afternoon, Olaoin.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to talk to you again. It's a while since we spoke. funny times we're going through at the moment, Olaoin. What's been happening in your constituency up there?
Well, I suppose very, very unusual times. Certainly nothing that I've ever experienced, and most people won't have experienced. I suppose there wasn't a lot happening for a long number of weeks in the area because of the lockdown. But it is good to see that, I suppose, things are kind of getting back to normal. In terms of Ballymun, we have some big developments happening in the area at the moment. And I was only just down at the little site at the moment, or there a short while ago, and they are expecting to open in autumn. It's really coming along, the development, and that's great to see. Very much badly needed in Ballymun. And then across the road, the shopping centre is actually being demolished at the moment as well. So there are two big changes for the town centre, which is going to completely change the landscape of the area. And hopefully we can get further investment on that old shopping centre site, because it really is a very valuable piece of land in Ballymun, and it kind of shapes the town centre. So it's really important that that is developed sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and there are no plans as to what's going to happen with it, no?
Well, it'll have to go out on the market and see who's interested in it, obviously. So that's really where it's at. It's zoned for mixed use, so that would be probably like some commercial and then maybe apartments on top of it. I suspect that's what will happen, but hopefully we will get someone interested in it, and you know, we can provide further job opportunities and further services in the area for people, because I think after the regeneration there was so much planned for that site that just didn't materialise, and it's left a really bad taste in the mouth of people from the regeneration because of that. It probably, in my opinion now, if I had been a councillor at the time, I probably would have pushed for that to be the first thing that was developed. But I think in many ways with the regeneration, they looked kind of at a lot of the cosmetic stuff and the things that were like the tower blocks that were getting the most publicity, and you know, they came down in a big hail, and that was great. It was good that happened, but I suppose it probably might have been more important to develop the town centre first and then develop the housing around it. So it's lessons learned, but I just hope we can get somebody that is interested in developing it, because I think people feel very let down by it, and I just hope that doesn't continue into the future.
Yeah, the whole Ballymun regeneration thing, I think there was a lot of disappointment there for the local residents.
Yeah, and there was a lot of engagement with local groups at the time. I only became a councillor kind of at the end of it, and it certainly ended very prematurely. The funding was cut, the crash happened, and a lot of the good things that were planned just didn't happen. Now, that's not to say, you know, we probably have more community centres than any other area in Dublin. For the population, there's a number of youth centres, we've fantastic access centre, all of that is really positive stuff. And obviously there was almost 3,000 housing units built, so that was really good. But I suppose in terms of services for people and what people kind of, and probably really a lot of economic and social regeneration aspects didn't materialise. There's still a lot of the same social issues in the area as, you know, that were there before the regeneration, and some people will tell you that they're worse. And certainly there was no real big employment bounce out of the regeneration. It was great we got IKEA in and the Decathlon is coming in now, but I suppose our unemployment levels are still way above the national average. And for any area that got €1 billion put into it in terms of infrastructure, you really want to be addressing those the social issues as well. Like, so I think young people in the area probably feel that there's no real opportunities for them to go on to further education or apprenticeship schemes. And like, if I was, you know, if we were starting back again, like, those are the elements that I would look at it. Like, certainly a good apprenticeship scheme in the area, I think, would do wonders.
Yeah, and that's all still going on. I hate using the word, but, you know, is Ballymun still classed as an underprivileged area?
It would be, yes. All of our schools would be DESH schools. Our unemployment level is, as I said earlier, is above the national average, and the income levels in the area, it would be below the national average as well. And there's, like, they kind of have broken, they break each area up into, you know, different parts, like, but there are particular parts of Ballymun that would be classed as severely socially deprived, like, so I don't like using that word either. But unfortunately, you know, like, when you and that type of investment is made into an area in terms of Ballymun, I don't know whether we've really seen the fruits of that. I think the whole idea of regeneration has to be more than just replacing one brick with another. And what happened really for the large scale was the flats were replaced with houses, and that was kind of a lot. Like, that's really the main thing that happened in the regeneration, and that's not really, like, people could have stayed in the flats for a lot longer. And we could have developed the town centre. We could have developed employment opportunities. And, like, they're the things that I think you're really going to make change in terms of, like, any sort of regeneration. If you're kind of, like, giving people, like, employment and education opportunities, raising income levels in the area, that's what regeneration is to me, not just about replacing bricks.
And the development that's been going on now, were the locals employed for that, or did they bring in people from?
Little have their own company, like, so that's so the answer is no there. Now there is a local security company on site, so, but there will be local people employed in when they open, like, so they're working with the Ballymun Job Centre on that, so that's going to be positive, like, that will bring, I think they're looking at maybe 120 jobs for the whole development, like, because there's three or four other stores in that as well, which we don't know what they are, but, like, that'd be a good jobs boost in the area.
Yeah, 120. Yeah, that's very good. And would you be worried, Nolan, that Aldi, a big, huge supermarket like that, is that going to affect smaller shops in the area, or will the loyalty will still be there to these small shops?
Well, we done a retail study there probably about 3 or 4 years ago in the area, and 80% of people in Ballymun were not shopping in Ballymun, probably because there was very little for them.
Yeah.
Very little options for them. So I'm not worried. I think that what that will mean is that, like, people are leaving Ballymun to go and shop in Lidl, in Finglas, or in Santry. What will happen now is they will now stay in Ballymun and shop in Lidl in Ballymun. So that will keep money within the local economy, which is really, really important. And then that will have, obviously, help employ people. So that's what I do. I go outside of Ballymun if I'm doing a bigger shop, like, to Santry or Finglas. I won't do that now when Lidl is there, because I can just walk to it.
Yeah. Now, at any time we speak, Nolan, we like to talk about the positive things that are happening in Ballymun, but it always comes up to antisocial behaviour. Is that... has that improved in any way?
It's very challenging.
Yeah.
And we try to be diplomatic. Very challenging. And the lockdown certainly has not helped. There is a lot of antisocial in the area. I think there's a lot of antisocial across a lot of areas.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't think the Gardaí have anywhere near the level of resources to tackle it. Like, you know, all the time we're hearing about different areas in Coolock or Darndale or Ballymun or Finglas or Crumlin, and like we're just not getting a handle on that. Like, and I think we're definitely way too soft on crime in this country. Like, people are caught with huge amounts of drugs and then they're out on bail that day. Like, that's just totally unacceptable. Like, and it's also sending out a very bad message. So I'd like to, like, I think the drug issue in Dublin has it's out of control, and we need serious action on that. Like, there's people coming into my community to buy their drugs, like, and they're going in their fancy cars and then they're going off to wherever they live. Like, and I think people in Ballymun put up with a lot that wouldn't be accepted in other areas, and that needs to change. I think people themselves need to speak up more, and also they need to work with the Gardaí and the political people in the area to just try and get a handle on what's going on. The council have a huge role to play in this, a huge role in terms of ensuring that their tenants are behaving in a manner as per the agreement they signed when they signed that house, and that hasn't been happening either.
Yeah, that's a lot of areas people are complaining about that, contracts that were given but are not being looked at.
Yeah, it's not like even, like, I see some of the local council people, like, and they're doing a fantastic job, and they are really, you know, they're doing their best. And then when it goes into law departments and all that sort of stuff, their hands are tied. Like, they're told they can't evict people, and they can't, and judges aren't evicting people. Like, it's just totally unacceptable. It's unfair for anyone that has to live beside anybody that's engaged in antisocial behaviour or criminal activity. But private landlords seem to have more power to evict people who are up to no good than local authorities do. And again, like, I just, it really frustrates me. It frustrates residents. They can't understand how some people can behave so badly and yet still be in local authority housing. Like, and I think that sends out a really bad message as well.
Yeah. And we're talking about a minority of people here. Because,
absolutely. Yeah. The vast majority of local authority tenants are brilliant.
And there's organisations in Ballymun like the Tidy Towns, Tidy Areas Committee there. I spoke to them probably a couple of years ago and they were doing great stuff. Are they still working away?
Yeah, still, they're out again this evening. It's National Cleanup Day on Saturday, so they're out again on Saturday doing a cleanup. So they're working away, plugging away, which is great.
And you mentioned the Axis there. That's a fantastic little building, and the restaurant and the theatre have been there many a time.
Yeah, and it gets such great, like, I use it for my advice clinics, and like, it's very much used widely by the community, and then it's a great kind of place. It brings in, because of the plays that goes on, it brings people into the Ballymun area from other areas. It's really important, and you mentioned it, the coffee shop, like, that's really important for kind of, I know we're not doing very much of it, apologies to my dog barking, I know we're not doing much of it at the moment, but kind of for people to meet each other and have a chat, and like, I think that's one of the things that people will value most out of this crisis is human contact with each other, the ability to just meet up and have a cup of tea and have a wee gossip and whatever. I think we've all missed that.
Ah, yeah, we do. You miss physical contact with people. I suppose the farmer's market there that goes on, I think it's once a month. Is that gone as well?
That's gone. That goes on every Thursday, actually. Everything is kind of gone. I don't know when that's going to open up again. But hopefully, like, it should be. Yeah, like, I'd say there's a man that sells, he's very popular, he sells fruit and veg there. So, I'd say he'd be itching to get back now because he has a lot of customers in the area, so he's being badly missed at the moment.
Yeah. Well, hopefully things will get back to normal. I'm a bit nervous that they're doing it too quick. The government are doing it too quick, trying to get the economy.
Yeah, obviously, I'm not a supporter of Fine Gael, nor have I ever been. But I think, my own personal opinion would be that they've done a relatively good job, and I the cases are going down day by day. I don't think we're going back too quick. I think now is the time. I suspect there will be a second wave of this because obviously as you open up things again. But I think overall we've done a really good job, and hopefully we've seen the worst of it, and we can start, I suppose, getting back to some sort of normality and getting the economy going again, because there's a lot of important work that needs to be done in terms of housing and the health service. That it's ironically we've seen drastic improvements in during this crisis. That lessons need to be learned. We can adapt when we need to. Yeah. We can find the money when we need to, and you know, we just need to, like, the homeless rate, the homeless numbers have actually reduced during this crisis because Dublin City Council were able to find properties because Airbnb weren't using, like, that market had collapsed, so Dublin City Council were able to get a number of properties and take people out of hotels. So that has been a huge positive, and that I want to see that trend continue, because there's just a real, we need to sort the homeless crisis out, we really do. We can't let this go on for a number of years, and you know, the effect that it's having on people in hotels or in hostels and everything, and children, we really don't know, and we've never really examined that. So I just, once and for all, we just need to provide housing for people. And every time a housing development comes up in Dublin City Council, you will find that, you know, some people in those areas will oppose it. And it's important that all our political leaders show leadership on these issues and push forward with housing, because until we do, just the thought of, I don't know how people live in hotel rooms, I really don't, and the fact that some of them are there for 2 and 3 years, it's just when you say it out loud, it just seems so wrong. So I just think that's something that we really need to tackle.
It is, yeah. It's tragic. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Is there anything you'd like to add, Nolene, before we go?
No, not at all. I think that's it. I could ramble on here for an hour about everything. And great to get talking to somebody. Yeah. I live on my own, so it's great, having a chat.
Okay, listen, Nolene, thanks very much for taking the call, and we'll talk again.
Thank you. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Nolene Riley there, independent councillor for Ballymun Fingness. And we're living in strange times, but hopefully everything will get back to normal soon.